August 8th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll.
Roll call. Major Steve Olson.
Here.
Commissioner Patricia Hogan.
She's excused.
Commissioner Adam Bocker.
Here.
Commissioner Kevin Haley.
Here.
City Engineer Glenn Morrow.
Here.
Elderman Mark D'Andrea.
Here.
Commissioner David Fowler.
Excused. We have a quorum. Please rise to the Pledge of Allegiance. Started, we have some introductions. Mr. Deagle.
Thank you. Our two new planners just started this week. Regulo, to my right here, he will be doing most of the things that Nick did. And to his right is Marion. She will be doing most of the things that Lauren is doing. Hopefully they learn really fast because we have a lot of work to do. Happy to have them here.
Regulo, you came from Southern Florida?
Central Florida.
Central Florida. You want to give us highlights of your career?
Last year, senior planner for Citrus County Board of County Commissioners, and previous experience, 5 years of planning in Caracas, Venezuela. Because I'm originally from Venezuela.
I graduated in May 2018 from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee's planning program, and prior to this, I was in the long-range planning department at the City of Milwaukee as an intern. And then at the Metropolitan Milwaukee Fair Housing Council doing research for municipalities throughout the state on housing regulations. So, thanks for having
me. You're a learned listening to him here?
I've had him for classes.
We'll talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Joel will fill you in. Okay. So we have a quorum. In your packets, item B1 is approval of the regular meeting minutes of July 18th. Any additions or corrections?
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. C1 is a public hearing note for Mills Hotel, Wyoming, single family residential subdivision. This is a natural resources feature special exception application. Mr. Regulo, you have a, Mr. Martinez, you have a trained broadcast. You didn't know that. Mr. Martinez. You have a meeting notice to read. Please.
The public hearing. Yeah. Notices are by given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, August 8, 2019 at 7 p.m. or as soon as thereafter, after matter may be heard in the Common Council Chamber at the City at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding an application for Mills Hotel Wyoming LLC for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions for portions of two properties generally located at the southwest corner of West Ryan Road and South 112th Street, property one being zone R6 suburban single family residence district, which bears tax key number 8-91-9009-000, more particularly described in the legal description. The request of property 2 being zone R2, estate single family residence district, and C1 conservancy district, which bears tax key number 892993-001, more particularly described in the legal description. The requested special exception to natural resource feature provisions is for the purpose of clearing, grading, filling, and developing approximately 1.2 acres of mature woodlands, removal of approximately 70 trees to create Bear Franklin subdivision, and 87 lot subdivision with 83 lots and 4 outlots. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirement of Section 15-9.0110 application for an special exception to natural resource feature provisions and section 15-10.1 1208, the special section to natural resource feature provisions of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input.
Thank you very much, Mr. Martinez. Mr. Deedle, and the highlights of the proceeding.
Thank you. Aerial photograph is up on the screen showing the property. I'll zoom out so you can see all of it. I'll zoom back in so you can see the property boundaries. So the subdivision plat is located along the west side of 112th Street, south of Bryan Road. When you zoom in, you can see the property boundaries. So it's this parcel here. The woodlands we're talking about are here. The strip along the property line over here. And then, just a little clipping a corner, a little bit over here, and then the tree line over here. So those are the woods that are proposed to be removed as a natural resource special exception. This project always has to go to the Environmental Commission first for a recommendation. It didn't do that on July 24th. The Environmental Commission is recommending approval with a number of conditions. One is that, of course, that for the resources that are left, that they could be put in a conservation easement. Second condition was that they do some mitigation, which would be a tree mitigation plan for restoration of the woodlands for wildlife habitat purposes. And the third condition was, the specific details of that mitigation would be subject to Planning Commission and Common Council determination. And they were recommending that that mitigation plan be implemented for 5 years. So that's the Environmental Commission's recommendation. As you may know, Planning Commission also makes a recommendation on this matter, and then both recommendations go to the Common Council, and the Council has the final say. Staff is also recommending approval with some conditions. Same conservation easement as is standard and typical. Approval by all other agencies if there are any approvals necessary as a standard condition, and then also mitigation as well. We were doing something similar, recommending something similar to what the Environmental Commission was doing, a woodland restoration plan primarily for this area here, would be comprised of some combination of woodland management and which would be removal of invasive species and planting of native species. So otherwise, staff didn't have any objections or concerns with this proposal.
Okay, thank you. We have a properly noticed public hearing. I will open up the public hearing. Local ordinance specifies that anyone offering testimony and comment on the natural resources special exception be sworn and to the truthfulness of their statements. And Mr. Peel will do that if anyone's interested in speaking. Mr. Schott.
Dan Schott, 4011 80th Street.
Mr. Peel.
Father, tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm just here to answer any questions. I did appear before the Environmental Commission, I think it was last week. We talked about what we're trying to accomplish here. We do have an area of, you know, a little more than an acre of trees along 112. That area is really kind of more like, it was an abandoned driveway that kind of overgrew. The quality of the trees is poor. We're open to mitigation ideas. The one thing that I'm after thinking about this and doing a little bit of research, I'm a little resistant to doing a 5-year management plan for those woods, just because I think it's kind of exceeds what the impact that we're doing. I think maybe it's better served by coming up with another solution.
Okay. Any citizens wish to speak? Okay. None rise. I will close the public hearing. Questions from the commission?
Now, we can direct them right to Dan then.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Dan, the trees that you want to remove on the south side, let's say the west side of 112th, on your far south side, looks like they're, what is there, a farm home down there?
Pan out or zoom out? Zoom out or pan out?
You keep, no, that's north.
Other way.
Yep, south, keep going down. Right there, that border line.
So the impacts to the tree line are fairly minimal. There's a storm sewer crossing back there. That tree line's going to stay in place for the most part. There's just a couple of clips where we come in with some storm pipe.
Okay, and then you'll clean out any what, buckthorn and stuff like that? I mean, you clean it up a little
bit. In the tree line, I'm sure we're going to do some cleaning, yeah.
Okay. Then this one that you want to try to avoid, was there an arborist that went through there? Did they do identification on trees?
No, because in the initial planning efforts, we just designated that as mature trees and said we're not gonna impact it at all.
Okay.
But we did do a tree survey up by 112th Street because we wanted to demonstrate that those trees, that stand of trees, was in less than prime condition.
Move the map north. You're talking about this section right here.
Yeah, and if you look at historical aerial photos, there used to be a driveway that came off 112th Street.
Oh, kind of like right there?
No, actually right through the trees into the back of the old dairy barn on the adjacent property.
Okay.
And so over the years, you can see that was tilled at one point. There was a driveway, and that's actually in the path of the overland flow of the entire farm. So I think folks just gave up trying to maintain it, and what it grew up in is ash trees and chokecherry and silver maple, which are not prime species of trees. So that's right within our grading plan for the subdivision. So we're asking for special exception to remove those trees and then some very minor clips on the large woodlot.
Okay, and so you're asking for some flexibility on that 1 acre parcel on the far south side. You would be in agreement to work things out with staff if we were to look at some off-site mitigation?
Absolutely. I think that maybe the city, in my opinion, the city would be better served with maybe street tree program somewhere else in the city rather than getting into kind of a science experiment on that 5 acre woods.
Here, I'll take it. It sounds like the engineer is on board. I mean, because the master plan in your development, especially the residential, it already has a tree program that you're going to be putting into place.
It does. As part of the public improvements, we're, I don't have the exact number, but I think it's in the range of 175 street trees along the public right-of-way.
Okay. Thank you.
What else?
Motion to recommend approval of the Mills Hotel Wyoming LLC Natural Resource Features Special Exception pursuant to the standards, findings, and decision recommendations by the Plan Commission and Common Council. Consideration of the Environmental Commission's recommendations. But we would like to adjust item 4, condition 4, to have the developer work with staff to come up with a off-site mitigation plan.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll make that second.
Question?
Would that be entirely street trees or primarily street trees?
I would say primarily street trees, and we will leave it up to staff to work with the developer to come up with a suitable plan.
I'll add your street trees.
The engineer just wants street trees.
Your motion essentially strikes paragraph.
It strikes paragraph 4.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, August 8, 2018 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear a public hearing, to hear public comment regarding an application by Gregory David Marshall for an area exception for the property located at 7570 South Kensington Way, that's key number 794-0064-000, lots 59 of Windham Hills Edition, number 1, being a subdivision of the part of the northwest quarter of, and southwest quarter of the southwest quarter of Section 9 and northeast quarter of the southeast quarter of Section 8, Town 5, North Range 21 East in the city of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. The subject property is zone R-3E, Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District, and C1 Conservancy District. The application requests an area section from Table 15-3.0204 of the Unified Development Ordinance to allow for a maximum lot coverage of 19%, exceeding the R-3E Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District maximum lot coverage standard of 0.15 or 15% for construction of a single family residence structure. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standard of Section 15-10.0209 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input.
You're doing pretty well regularly. You're getting your stride here, but I understand these are looking by our city attorneys. That's what it's strange. Not that he's strange, but it's good by our attorneys. Okay, we have a Mr. Padilla.
Thank you. Again, on the screen, we show the subject property. It's a 7570 Kensington Way. It's this parcel here. It's one of the, maybe the last vacant parcel in the subdivision. This is a wetland that's immediately adjacent to it. So again, the issue is the UDO sets forth how much of a parcel can be covered by buildings. Lot coverage is what it's called. This zoning district, that's 15% of the parcel can be covered by buildings. The applicant is asking for that, instead of be 15%, they want it to be 19%. This area exception process that the UDO allows only allows an exception up to 18%. So by this ordinance, he would not be able to get 19, but if the Plan Commission recommends and the council agrees, he could get up to 18%. Staff is not objecting to that 18%. Again, in the materials in your packet, he does show some earlier versions of the house layouts that would be close, it would be about that 19%. He would have to make further changes to bring it down to the 18%. That would be the only issue with this one, other than just to remind everyone, I correct myself too, this does not go to the Common Council after Plan Commission, it goes to the BZBA. The BZBA, the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals, which has the final decision on this one.
Could you say that again, please?
So this matter, after the Plan Commission meeting tonight, does not go to the council. It goes to the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals. They have the final say on this.
Okay, we have a properly noticed public hearing. I'll open that public hearing. Anyone from the public, as soon as the microphone gets over there, wishing to speak? Give us your name and address for the record.
Thomas Huber, I live at 7565 South Kensington Way, directly west of the proposed development of this house. And I have a question of Greg, developing this, and maybe a few more comments. Is the percentage of coverage being asked for including the entire lot? Because about half of that is really marshland and not buildable property. So are we looking at 90% of the whole parcel, or is the coverage greater than, because it's only about half of that lot is buildable at this time?
It's on the whole parcel.
Okay, so we actually would be covering a lot more because there is an unbuildable piece behind it. And this issue came up about 6 months ago, and although this is not part of the request tonight, I would like just to make a comment that building this house will essentially create a dam because of the raising of the grade. At this point, the lot serves to drain the overflow of the marsh. You know, since we've had the last meeting on this about 6 months ago, I've called the Public Works Department about six times because water just gushes over when we have rain. And so there are also drainage issues. During the meeting last December, Greg did address that in terms of creating a very large culvert to run on the north end of that property and to help divert the water to prevent flooding. I don't see that as part of this proposal. I know he's only asking at this point for to build a bigger house than it is allowed for, but it does create a major drainage issue. I did talk before the meeting wondering about notification, and because the notification for this meeting was only 500 feet around this property, only four or five of us received public notice, and I believe that's correct, but I think the impact when this is actually built will affect all those properties that abut this marshland, significantly raising the level. And so I would like to see as part of the approval of this a proposal to drain it. And this would actually change the drainage kind of a little bit because it would, rather than taking it towards Wolfville, the water would run between my property and my neighbor's property. And there's an interceptor that then goes back to Monastery Lake, and that could create some issues back there. So those are my comments.